You might have heard this one before. What's worse than finding a worm in your apple? Finding half a worm. Jokes aside, it's bad news when apple tree owners find a worm in every single apple in their tree. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld tells us about a Seattle organization that's working to keep the city's apples pest-free, which means more food for the poor.
Seattle is thick with apple trees. Thin on the ground are folks who know how to take care of them.
We've netted bigger trees, so don't feel overwhelmed. This is definitely possible.
On this sunny morning, workers from the organization City Fruit are teaching volunteers how to throw giant nets over trees in one of Seattle's many hidden orchards. More than 60 trees tucked behind Amy Yee Tennis Center in the Mount Baker neighborhood that date back to the 1940s. That will protect them from two common pests, apple maggot fly and codling moth.
But it looks like our trees here don't have anything yet, which is a good thing because we've seen it in other places.
Natalie Place is City Fruit's program and education manager. The organization harvests fruit at homes and public spaces around town to give to Seattle food banks. Last year, they collected 36,000 pounds of fruit. Harvest manager Luke Jesperson says apples are attacked by pests more than any other fruit they collect.
And a lot of the time when we brought that food to the food bank, folks seeing damaged fruit would be a little hesitant to use it. And so that fruit wasn't able to be donated all the time.
That sparked their Save Seattle's Apples campaign. City Fruit is giving out pest protection kits to homeowners and showing them how to prevent worms in their apples, and getting the community together to protect larger orchards like this one. While some volunteers gather poles to hoist nets over trees, others thin apples to one per cluster.
If we don't take all those other apples off, none of the apples will actually get to be full size, and they can drop early.
As their buckets fill up with little apples, they joke that it feels like Sophie's Choice.
It definitely feels weird taking so many off.
I agree.
Once that's done, they'll either wrap the whole tree in netting or cover individual fruit with white paper sandwich bags.
You'll take this bag and you'll slip it over the apple and sort of around the stem, just sort of cinch the bottom.
A twist tie around the stem seals the apple from parasites for the rest of the season. It's a lot of work, but Place says this is the only effective way to protect apples from common pests without using chemical sprays. Not far from this orchard is a wormy apple tree I know well. In my backyard, this tree is prolific. So are the critters that burrow into the center of each apple.
What I do see when I pick them is like a black sand in the core, like something's been living in the core.
That is definitely codling moth.
To keep the worms at bay, Place recommends I net or bag at least part of the tree and make sure to pick fallen apples off the ground quickly. She says Save Seattle's Apples is about more than preserving the fruit. It's about preserving people's trees.
You know, people have trees in their backyard, and it's something where they move into the house and they're not sure how to take care of the tree, and the tree always drops its apples and has a lot of pest damage, and it feels overwhelming. And there's a lot of people who are like, I just want to cut it down.
Place says City Fruit will send out volunteers to harvest even damaged apples. What's not good enough for food banks, they've started turning into hard cider with Seattle Cider Company, which could be the perfect thing to sip while you thin and bag all those apples. In South Seattle, I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.